when love goes astray and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Friday. It's a beautiful spring day in New York. A little cold. We've been spoiled. Let me first, before I even introduce my guest today, I would like to remind everyone that I still have a pair of free tickets to the Divorce Expo tomorrow and Sunday that are available. The first caller who calls in, not just asking for tickets, but actually having a conversation with us, will receive those tickets. That's $150 value. So the phone number here, 877-480-4120. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm with John Prezioso. I thought that today was going to be a little payback for 2 weeks ago when I was late for my own show. And I thought perhaps my guest might be late, but When Love Goes Astray comes on, he walks in the door. We love it.
No, I was lost in the subway system.
Ah.
Found my way, though.
So today we're talking about, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a divorce coach. I work with men. I have a couple of support groups.
One of which I'm a member of.
Yes, and they meet here in the city on Wednesday evenings, every other Wednesday evening. And if anyone wants to find out more information, they can call me at 212-246-0291 or email me at jpwest53life@aol.com.
Great. Now, we're talking about two things today. We're talking about unemployment and divorce. Right?
Yes.
That is what we're talking about
today. We are. When they happen together.
And when they happen together. Well, let's talk about before you're divorced and you get a man gets unemployed, because it's different for a man and it's different for a woman.
You know, that's definitely true. There was a recent study that came out, I think out of Pennsylvania, and they found that men who are unemployed tend to file for divorce more than their counterparts.
That's incredible.
Or more often, yes.
Makes sense from a legal point of view, but yes, it does, because then you're paying less support and you're perhaps possibly going to get spousal support or alimony for yourself.
Yeah. Well, the sociologists feel it has to do with really men having to face not living up to the traditional roles that are kind of inbred.
Well, I'm not here to argue with you, John, but I'm not suggesting that you're wrong, but I would think that, you know, since the 70s, we've had men in non-traditional roles in family relationships. I even recall dating a woman who made substantially more money than I did. So, you know, the roles have been reversed quite often in society.
Very true.
So, and I know that Freud had something to say about this too, right?
Well, he talked about Leben und Arbeiten, which is love and work, as being the pillars of what a satisfying life would be.
For a man?
Yes.
Okay.
And clearly when one is unemployed, they're in an upheaval in terms of their work lives.
Okay.
And if they're going through a divorce, they're in an upheaval.
Okay, let's break it down into two topics. Break it into... You're unemployed first, and then you get divorced. What's going on?
Well, oftentimes there's a sense of loss.
You know what, John? I didn't introduce you properly.
Okay.
This is John Prezioso. I didn't give you last name. I'm so comfortable with you that I just said, hello, John. I apologize.
That's okay.
Okay. So there's an upheaval for men.
Yes. And very often, part of that is a sense of loss, right?
Right.
The grieving process.
Death of the dream.
Yes. As well as a loss of identity as well.
Because what do you mean by that, loss of identity?
Well, what's the first question someone may ask you when they meet?
What do you do?
Yes. And if you're unemployed...
Well, you say, I'm looking for work, or I'm an unemployed lawyer,
right.
Or whatever it is you may say. So you're already put on the defensive when somebody asks you that question.
Yes. Or really, in terms of yourself... Okay, I'm a lawyer, but I'm not out of work.
Right.
So there's a real kind of upheaval in one's sense of identity.
Right. That does make a lot of sense.
For a lot of men, work is their main social outlet as well.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. You're talking about because men don't have a social life or because their women tend to schedule their social lives for them?
Well, outside of whatever family functions are going on or family things, men spend the most time at work.
Okay.
And they kind of form relationships that, that again sort of provide a social outlet.
So when you lose your job, all of a sudden you don't have that social outlet.
Yes.
And the friends that you make through your spouse when your marriage is rocky tend to go with the person who is maintaining the relationship, which would be your wife.
True. And again, it's when you have the double impact of unemployment and divorce, this kind of magnifies the stress.
I can imagine. And
one more thing.
Yeah.
Is for men, I think working is a big coping strategy when they're dealing with other parts of their lives that might not be going well. Right?
That makes a lot of sense. I recall,
yes.
What do I recall? When I was first separated, I would stay in the office until 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And I would work as much as I possibly could. Because the work was there, and there was nobody at home saying, "What are you doing in work?" So
I think it's for many men that's a natural sort of thing to kind of put more of their focus on work, not only in terms of their own building their self-esteem, but where do they put their feelings, their reactions to what's going on?
So when I have said in the past that I view my degree of self-worth depends upon my gross receipts the last week, I'm not all that unusual.
No.
Okay.
You are not.
Although I would say that fortunately, there have been times when let's put it this way, I don't do that anymore. What I do is I recognize that there are a number of other important aspects to my life.
Well,
and that it's not everything is tied with the job.
I think it's almost instinctual for men to sort of look to work as being a way to kind of not only deal with the grieving process, perhaps, by doing something, but also to kind of maybe build their self-esteem up.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. So what happens when we lose our job? Larry, stop it. Okay, let's go back. We're in the divorce process and we lose our job. That's something I want you to think about because we're running up into a break.
Okay.
And what we will do is we will talk about that. We will invite our callers to call in, 877-480-4120. I'm told I give out the phone number too fast, so let me try and slow it down a little more. 877-480-4120. If you're too shy to call, why you would be too shy to call, I don't know. But you can email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. Or you can go to send us an instant message at the Facebook fan page of Talking Alternative Broadcasting. This is the Divorce Hour. My name is Larry Bloom, and we are here with John Prezioso today talking about unemployment and divorce on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at talkingalternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Lee Dorsey, working in the coal mines. You will see the theme today is about working, or not working, as the case may be. We have Janet on line one. Janet, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Could you do me a favor after the phone call?
Yes.
Can you email me your full name at larry@divorcebybloom.com so I can leave your name on the list for two tickets for tomorrow's Divorce Expo for you?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, great. What? And you had a question, you said.
Yes, I do. I'm having a reevaluation done on my child support that was put through by my husband, and he's not working. So I was wondering what other factors would be considered for calculating the support. There's no income.
I can answer that question for you, and I think John can answer it for you, because what we're talking about here is, the first question is going to be, how long has he been out of work?
2.5 years.
Oh, that's a considerable length of time.
Yes.
And you want to make sure when you are there that you can prove that he's not working hard enough to find a new job.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to use his history of earnings over the past several years when he was working as an ability to pay amount.
Okay.
That a fair statement, John?
Yes.
And, you know, Janet's really bringing up the other point, which is unemployment, like divorce, affects everyone involved. It's not just the man being unemployed, but his spouse, the children, the family.
The ex-spouse.
Right. The ex-spouse.
But what you want to do is, you know, you're going to get an opportunity to cross-examine him. You're going to say, well, where are your records to indicate how often you've looked for a job? Which sites have you gone to? Where did you apply for a job? Where did you interview for a job? You know, you ask all those questions in the hope that you get an answer that says, oh, I really haven't been doing anything, or I gave up looking, or my... And then the next question is going to be, if it's 2.5 years, are you still receiving unemployment compensation?
No, he's not.
Okay, and then you've got to ask him, well, how are your living expenses being paid?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you can afford to pay for your living expenses, why can't you afford to pay for your child's living expenses?
Okay, great. Because we did receive a letter from the Bergen County Board of Social Services, and that's how this all came about. And if 20% of our earnings has changed, we can go through them for a review. So he said he's going to request a review of the child support.
Okay, but just because you're in an administrative bureau rather than a court doesn't mean you can't ask the same questions. You're still going to have the right to cross-examination. And what these, either a support magistrate or the administrative hearing officer will say is, Mister, let me see your job diary.
Okay.
And if he doesn't have a job diary, then, you know, your position is going to be he's voluntarily unemployed.
Okay. Great.
And then you go into how is he able to live and how is he able to support himself.
Okay.
Great question. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. That was very helpful.
Okay.
Thank
and
you,
don't
Janet.
Forget to email me so that I can pass your name along to Francine and Nicole at the Divorce Expo.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You, Janet.
Enjoy.
Okay,
Al, come and look for me tomorrow. Introduce yourself.
Yes, I will.
Okay, great.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Okay, that was a very important question.
It was, and it really, you know, kind of illustrates how something like the unemployment affects everyone involved.
And I know this is flipping ahead to our outline, but that's something, you know, you take the flip side of that, and you're the man. You want to make sure that you're documenting everything. You want, you know, when it comes to, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yes.
I get chastised for interrupting myself and starting another sentence, so I apologize for that. But I will say that you want to keep a diary of everything. If you're not seeing your children on a regular basis, keep a diary of what efforts you've made, when you've made a phone call, when you've done things with your children, what you've done with your children when you get to see them. You know, either... If money is an issue, you'll leave out, I took them to Disney World, but I took them to an amusement park would be sufficient. Mm. If it's about money, I applied at IBM and AT&T and Mobil Oil for chief executive officer, or whatever position was that you've applied for, or I had an interview at ABC Corporation, it's a bad example, XYZ Corporation, to be a file clerk, and that job paid so and such money. They told me I was up with 10 other people, and I didn't get that job. Or I got the job, and now I'm working at this. You know, I think that when you're going into a court, I hate to bring this down back to the law, but when you're going into court with a support modification, you're better off having some sort of a job while you're looking for employment than to have no job, particularly in Janet's case, where the man's unemployment compensation has already run out.
Well, if I can kind of add something to what you're saying.
Please.
You know, certainly a man's unemployment while he's going through a divorce is going to change how he reacts and interacts with the court. I mean, Janet is bringing up the point, and you were saying as well, there's a kind of a presupposed question of whether or not
it's legitimate.
Is it reality or is it a tactic?
Right.
And the one way of really countering that is to document.
Well, it's funny because the lawyers, we have, what's the word I'm looking for? When we have a listing of something called RAIDS, Rapidly Acquired Income Deficiency Syndrome. Called RAIDS, R-A-I-D-S. So the question really is it legit or is it not legit? Now, I will tell you that before the late 2008 crash, a lot of the RAIDS were, in fact, non-legitimate.
Mm.
Since that time, people have lost their jobs, not gotten them back. People have had people such as myself, who are in what I call the elective surgery business, have had their customers or clients say, you know what, I'll forego cutting this part of me off. okay, getting rid of this cancer, if you will, until my financial circumstances are better. So,
and by the way, there's been studies to show that divorce goes down during recession.
And anecdotally, it's only been true because I've been practicing now since 1980. And we've had a number of recessions since 1980. The only one that ever impacted negatively on my practice has been this current one. I found that in the beginning of a financial crunch, people are tense, they're irritable, and they tend to either cause a divorce action to be commenced against them, or they commence their own divorce action. But the realities of this recession have been so extreme that people are electing to cut out the cancer. And I use that metaphor because a judge once used that metaphor with me when he said, how much is your client willing to pay to get rid of the cancer? And at this point, there are people who are unwilling to pay anything because they don't have extra money. Mm-hmm. And I know for myself, when I went to look for an apartment before I was moving out, I saw this apartment on the Upper East Side, and somebody told me about another apartment that was $4,000 a month. And my immediate response was, for $4,000 a month, I'll live with my wife. So, yes. All right, I am here with John Precioso, divorce coach. We are talking about unemployment and divorce today. If you have a question, even though we've already given away the tickets, please call 877-480-4120. Email me, instant message us. Contact us in any way that you can. We are here at Talking Alternative. My name is Larry Bloom, and you're listening to The Divorce Hour.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
That was working for a living. No G's. Huey Lewis and the News. You know, it's funny because basically what we talked about at the beginning of the show is that we don't work for a living. We work for self-worth.
True.
And our lives, at least those of us in bad marriages, our lives are, they're secondary. It's our work life that seems to be predominant. Now, we were talking before we went to the break about what you can do with the courts.
Yes.
Now, I told you a story before about how people didn't want to perform elective surgery. Let me give you the flip side. One day, my lawyer sent me a copy of a letter that my ex's lawyer sent me, as he's obligated to do under the rules of professionalism. He has to tell me what they said.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, was I ticked off. The letter was very short and sweet. It was essentially, how could Mr. Bloom expect to earn a living if he spends all of his time on the golf course? Well, to say that I was ticked off was a minimum. But the truth was, if business was slow and my marriage had prevented me from being on the golf course, why not take a couple of hours off from an otherwise non-productive day at work and enjoy myself a little bit?
Well, obviously, I think there has to be a balance, right?
There does have to be a balance, and no, I wasn't on the golf course every day.
I'm sure that was the case.
I think I took an afternoon off once a week to play golf. So I was, but...
And that was a proactive strategy to manage, I'm sure.
It was a strategy. But I will tell you how you see how the other side glommed onto that particular fact and put its own little twist on it. So how do we, who are either unemployed or, dare I say, underemployed, either having bad time in their work or just getting the job at McDonald's while they look for the CEO job, how do we deal with the courts and the court system?
Well, you know, we talked about the documentation. I think that can't be stressed enough. It's really, you can't put too much detail in terms of who you're contacting, which companies, who you're speaking to, what your follow-up is.
Emails, phone numbers.
Everything. And again, you can't put down too much information about this. And in some ways, that can also be a bit encouraging to you to see how much work you're putting into.
Well, they say that the job, I know for me, when I was finished law school, so you're in another school, this radio show is all about me. So when I was looking for a job finishing law school, that was a job all unto itself. There were resumes that went out, letters. I think I must have sent out 500 letters looking for jobs. And then there was the interview process and that... Thank God I did not keep a job diary then. I never really thought about it one way or the other. I wouldn't recommend that anybody who's married not keep a job diary. But I didn't do it. And I remember, I had a goal. I wanted to be an antitrust prosecutor. You know what I learned?
What?
There are two employers. There's the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission. There are two employers. So... if they didn't want you, and I didn't go to Harvard or Yale, so you had to look for something else to do.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I wound up as a divorce lawyer. But that's another story for another day. What else should we do in terms of our dealings with the courts?
If you have a lawyer, you need to have a complete and honest discussion about, you know, the you're losing your job, the circumstances, what any packages, what your future possibilities are.
Okay, so if you have a severance package,
yes,
you want to detail that for your lawyer so that your lawyer can detail it for the other side.
Yes.
And what that'll do for you, I think, is that if you have a substantial enough severance package, nothing has to change in the immediate future. Now,
yes.
I didn't ask Janet whether her ex had a severance package or not. Janet, if you're still listening, you might want to ask that question and see what the severance package was. How much money was being received. In large corporations, I believe you get a week's worth of salary for every year you've been employed. So, you know, if you've been working somewhere for 20 years, you're getting 20 weeks worth of salary. And then there's also the COBRA for the health insurance and things of that nature.
This is all information that's vital, I think, for your lawyer to know. And especially if you're going through a divorce and the communication with your ex is not there, this information needs to be communicated.
Right. And also when a court, when you're before a court because you're not paying what you're supposed to be paying, you know, your defense says, hey, I can't do it. And you better be able to establish that, because at some point, Janet was in Bergen County, they would have what's called an ability to pay hearing. Mm. And if the court determines that you have an ability to pay and you're not paying, they have the right to send you to jail until you do pay. And that hearing is something that you have the burden of proof on. And, I want you to talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think, again, there's always the assumption or the question, is your unemployment based in reality or underemployment on reality, or is it a strategy in terms of the divorce? And if the burden of proof is on you, as the man here, and having lost your job, to show and to prove it isn't.
And just so it's clear, I'm sorry, did you?
And I that was one of the other things I wanted to mention, is oftentimes I think it's helpful to get a coach, an employment coach.
Okay.
That can really sort of keep you focused and also help you sort of make your job search more impactful.
And those job coaches and job analysts can also turn it around and say, well, what is your ex or your soon-to-be ex doing? She's certainly employable and could earn X amount of dollars. So that's another way you can look at it as well. Also, we're talking about burden of proof. We're talking about the law again.
Yes.
Usually it's the person who brings the proceeding has the burden of proof. So if you are seeking downward modification, you would have the burden of proof to change that. Similarly, if your ex were seeking an upward modification because she lost her job, then she would have the burden of proof to see that the children's needs are not being met. However, there is a caveat to that. Once it's established that if she were to bring in an enforcement application against you, and we've established that the payments haven't been made, the burden of proof shifts. It's a shifting burden of proof, and then you have the burden, the obligation to show that you don't have the ability to comply with that order. So what you really need to do is you need to communicate with your lawyer as best you can to talk about that.
But this is just further evidence about how stressful for both sides it is when unemployment and losing your job comes into the mix in terms of the divorce.
Okay.
Maybe we should move on to how unemployment affects a man's relationship with his children.
And we will do that when we come back in a little bit. I just want to remind everyone that they can email their questions to me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. And we can instant message us here at the fan Facebook page of... or the Facebook fan page at Talking Alternative Broadcasting. The phone number here is 877-480-4120. I am with John Prezioso. We are talking about divorce and unemployment and what happens during those times. This is the Divorce Hour. My name is Larry Bloom. I am your host, and we are here at Talking Alternative. What did you
do? Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Lover boy. At least they're boys singing, right? That's a plus. You know, when you're unemployed, I think they got that the line from that song. Everyone's looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
And your kids are looking at you, and you're looking at your kids. How does your unemployment affect your relationship with your children while you're in the middle of a divorce action? For that matter, how does your divorce action affect your relationship with your children?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think they both work to heighten the stress and heighten the tensions that could be there. With unemployment, some men are forced to make decisions about where they are going to live, which puts them further away from the kids because they need to kind of get an affordable apartment. And it may not be their first choice about where it is.
And so, you may not have enough space to have them overnight.
Yes, and that's the next thing in terms of the apartment may not be conducive to have play dates, to have overnights.
And that really beats you up in your relationship with your kids. I know that.
Well, again, we've talked about it other times about that sense of guilt that fathers can have, and that certainly can be a cause for some of that guilt. Another is just the amount of discretionary income goes down.
You're not a Disney dad anymore.
Right.
Okay, you're not one of those guys who's going to take, you're not going to spend thousands of dollars on a visit with your kids if you're unemployed.
Definitely not. So it affects, as I said, it affects sort of where you live, and that might affect how often you see your children.
Well, I know that we talked about how it affects your self-image.
Yes.
How does it affect the image of your kids, of you? How your kids see you?
Well, I think some of that may be on the age, dependent on the age of the kids.
And some of it depends upon how well the father can carry on and cope with the situation.
Yes. And again, I think it also depends on what kind of communication is going on between the parents. You know, is the mom sort of supporting, you know, acting supportively with the dad? Or is she kind of
undermining his authority, saying to the children, your bum father isn't working and he's not giving us any money?
Something like that.
Or the father saying to the children, you know, mom just wants to see me in jail. I don't think that helps the child's view of the father, and I don't think it helps the child's view of the mother under those circumstances.
So partly then it's about how the parents are interacting or relating about the unemployment and the divorce as well, and whether or not the kids get sort of put in the middle.
Well, unfortunately, the children do get put in the middle far too often.
Very true.
And sometimes they can't, you know, they're not put in the middle intentionally, but they'll be in the kitchen, the wife will answer the phone, and she'll either talk to one of her girlfriends about, I can't believe that so-and-so isn't paying support. He wants us to starve. And meanwhile, the kids are listening to this. Or, you know, you'll call up your ex and you'll say, look, I'm running, you know, I'm having a little trouble. The support check is going to be a little late this week, or it's going to be light this week and I'll make up for it in the future. And then she goes ballistic. And again, the kids are eating dinner in the kitchen while she's having on this conversation.
So again, I mean, the stress level just gets increased and multiplied over and over.
I know this isn't your area of expertise, but what happens to the kids under those circumstances?
You know, I think sometimes I'll take a stab at answering that. I think sometimes the kids can feel guilty in terms of, you know, they're, you know, kind of seeing a parent in a very kind of a diminished role.
Yeah.
Due to the, you know, kind of, if we're talking about the dad now with the unemployment, sort of feeling guilty about seeing their dad that way.
I can understand that, too. I know that, what's today, Friday? Monday was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. My children took me out for my birthday, and I did not know if that meant that I was paying for them to take me out. My children are 24 and 19, but they were paying. So, you know, when I pay, and it's one of their birthdays, we usually go out fairly nice. And they said, well, where do you want to go? They go, it's your birthday. Where do you want to go? I said, I'd really like to go to IHOP. The truth was, I really wanted to go to IHOP, but they kept going, we're taking you out. We can afford to take you out nicer than IHOP. And my response was, but I really want to go to IHOP. So we went to IHOP.
Good.
Okay. What should men do proactively when they're faced with unemployment in the throes of divorce? What should we be doing?
You know, I think structure in one's day is very important. I think you have to have a structure to your day the same way you had when you were working. I mean, many employment coaches talk about, you know, looking for a job needs to kind of be a full-time job in itself. So, and I think that just comes out of structuring your day, getting up at a certain time, getting involved in things.
Making your pot of coffee and at the same time you would if you were going out to work and treating the day as if it were a day at work.
Yes.
Okay? Because when you're unemployed, it's not licensed to sit and watch Oprah.
No.
Well, actually, Oprah's not on anymore. Let's use sit and watch Ellen under those circumstances.
And again, the structure and the framework of the day can sort of help you kind of plan out some things. Because another thing is to really structure in every day something that's really for you. Whether
it's going to the gym or going to the library or going to Barnes & Noble.
Meeting a friend.
And what about support systems? What about help?
You know, I think a man needs to sort of think about if what they're feeling is sort of part of the grieving process, or are they feeling deflated and depressed to the point where they're not doing the things they need to do.
Well, should we be engaging therapists while we're doing this?
A therapy can be helpful at times, and it, depending on whether the person is feeling depressed or anxious.
Okay.
I think support groups are very helpful because meeting with other people going through similar experiences.
Well, let me give you a plug.
Okay.
Because I'm a member of a number of different support groups. Your group is the only all-male group that I've gone to, and there is a freedom in that room to say anything you want to say without offending anybody, and I really recommend that.
Well, thank you.
And I think that in addition to support groups, if you can afford therapy, it might be a good idea.
Definitely so. I mean, because I think that, again, part of that grieving process is natural, but sometimes when it turns into a feeling helpless or hopeless, then maybe, you know, some professional intervention.
And you have to work. Number one, make a sincere effort and document that effort in looking for a job. And you also have to take something to support yourself and to contribute to the support of your family. Because the judge is going to see that you've supplied nothing, or you've supplied 20% of what the court directed you to pay, what you promised to pay, and they're not going to think highly of it. You want to maximize. If you can't pay 100%, pay 75%.
Yes. And, you know, you mentioned the documenting. I know you as well as I always recommend someone going through a divorce as you know, keeping a diary of just writing everything.
Right. And you can keep different diaries for different things.
Yes.
You know, if your spouse is belittling you, you can have a cruelty diary. If you have issues with how you're seeing your children, you can have a custody and visitation diary, and definitely, definitely, definitely have a job search.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are rapidly approaching our last break.
Okay.
If you have any questions, please give us a call or email us here at larry@divorcebybloom.com. You can instant message us on the Facebook fan page of Talking Alternative Broadcasting. Phone number 877-480-4120. I'm with John Prezioso, divorce coach. This is the Divorce Hour, and my name is Larry Bloom, your host here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
I don't want to work. I want to bang on this drum all day. Todd Rundgren. Although I don't want to work, and I would be more than happy to spend the afternoon on the golf course, I have a trial on Monday, and I am going back to the office, and I am doing trial prep this afternoon. John, it's amazing how fast this hour goes with you. I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great. It's been great. One more time, how can people reach you about either your coaching or your support groups?
You can call me directly, 212-246-0291. You can find
us. Wait a minute. You did what I did.
Too fast. 212-246-0291.
Okay.
You can find the support groups on Meetup.
Okay.
.com at the Manhattan Separated or Divorced Men Support Meetup.
Okay.
Or you can email me directly.
And how do we do that?
jpwest53life@aol.com.
Give me that one more time.
jpwest53life@aol.com.
Great. Thank you so much. Hopefully,
thank you.
Hopefully you'll come back again.
I'd be happy to.
I think this is your third visit to the Divorce Hour.
Yes.
So I'm very excited about that.
And happy anniversary to you. 2 years.
That's right. This is my second anniversary. Well, actually, I guess technically, I started on or about April Fool's Day in 2010. And this is my 97th show. So I'm hoping that on or about the 100th show, we'll do a little celebration show. But there are too many things to do before that. Next week, I have Dr. Nancy Kalish, who will be calling in from Sacramento, where she's a professor of psychology at Cal State University. We're going to talk about reunions of lost loves. We're doing that because 2 weeks from today is my 40th high school reunion. So now you know how old I was on my birthday. If you are interested in meeting an old man like myself, I will be at Start Over Smart New York, the Divorce Expo, tomorrow and on Sunday. I will be there with microphone in hand, interviewing remotely for future broadcasts on the show, which was why we may not do the 100th show celebration on the 100th show. We may take some remotes from those days. I'm really very excited about it. So come look for me. Please introduce yourself to me while we're at the expo. You can find my face on. You all know what my face looks like because you're tuning in, and if you go to the Divorce Hour page of Talking Alternative or Divorce by Bloom, you'll actually see my face. Oh, so much to do. I've got Rachel Sussman will be coming in May. She's going to talk about her book, The Breakup Bible. I've got some great music planned for the Breakup Bible show, so I'm really very excited about that. I'm excited about the 100th show celebration. Hopefully I can do it better than some of the TV shows have done their 100th episodes. Please, if you like what you hear here, don't keep us a secret. Tell your friends. The Talking Alternative Radio Network has a lot of different, very interesting shows. I encourage everyone to stay tuned and listen to Tony Martinetti. He will be following me, Tony, talking about nonprofits. And he will be here just as soon as I give up the microphone. I don't like to give up the microphone. I'd like to talk all day. So, having said that, I am looking forward to having a great week, having great shows coming up, and this has been the Divorce Hour. My name is Larry Bloom. John, one more time, give your phone number in case people want to reach you.
212-246-0291.
That's great. I want to thank you once again for coming in. Again, stay tuned for
thank
Tony.
You.
My name is Larry Bloom. You have been listening to the Divorce Hour on Talking Alternative. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow at the Expo.
Mm-hmm. Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. for Love in the Afternoon with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. With distinguished authors, industry gurus, and experts on everything from wine to fashion, join us as we discuss dating, relationships, and more on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, I'm Julie.
Hi, I'm Julia.
What are you wearing? Welcome to J&J's Secrets of Style and Beauty.
We know there's beauty and style in all you do, whether it's a job interview,
first date,
or wedding. We also know that not everyone understands what works best for him or her.
We're here to help. Think of us as your personal beauty, style, and grooming gurus. As industry experts, we'll give you the best information for men and women on how to look phenomenal.
Tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
to learn how to look your best.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
TalkingAlternative.com.